This year's Christmas play, The Nutcracker, A Christmas Fairy Tale. It's fantastic. I came to see it. It was absolutely enchanting. I did give it a 5-star review, so you may imagine I'm very excited to be speaking to two of the cast. So I'm joined by Edwin Cheng, who plays The Nutcracker. Hello, Edwin.
Hello.
And also Caitlin Howard, who plays Mouserink, the Mouse Queen. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello.
What have the Staffordshire audiences been like?
Oh, I've loved the audiences. They've been so receptive to our story and our actors, and it's been lovely having all of the, especially the school shows coming in, and being able to see their reactions and hear their reactions on stage is really such a privilege.
I was going to ask you about that as well, Caitlin. The school children, I know they're your favourite. Any experiences?
Yes, I had a little girl in the audience this afternoon who, when I came on to do my bow, she was pulling mouse and claw faces at me and then shouting boo, which is always great when you're coming on for a bow and people boo you, but it's been really exciting. I feel quite bad that some of the children have been a bit scared of me, because some of them have, especially the school children, have kind of like buried their faces in their teachers' sort of coats and things like that. But it's my first time playing a baddie, and actually I'm quite enjoying not having be nice. It's quite nice.
And Edwin, you're not a baddie, are you? You're the Nutcracker, you're the Enchanted Nutcracker Prince. So can you give us a summary of the story from your point of view?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a gift given from Drosselmeyer, and I like to think of my character as almost an imaginary friend of Marie. And he guides her through this Christmas fairy tale of saving the sugar plum fairy who's at the top of the Christmas tree. And they travel through the forest where there's a snowstorm and a beautiful snow ballet. And then there's a sweetie kingdom, which we also dance through and explore the town and the city. And eventually there's a really big climactic fight between me and the Mouse Queen.
And it's all just so magical. So, Caitlin, you are the Mouse Queen, and you don't get along with the inhabitants of the kingdom. So what's the story from your point of view?
From her point of view, she's a queen as well. She doesn't understand why she's not allowed to have sweets as well, just like everybody else, you know. And she's got a particularly sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. And then this nutcracker just keeps popping up and getting in her way. So, you know, she's got a lot of mouse minions to feed. And so she decides that she's going to scurry up the Christmas tree and take the sweeties for herself. And, it's an interesting tale that's kind of very exciting. I get to do lots of fighting and climbing up through thrones and sort of down trapdoors and running up and down stairs and eating giant chocolate sweets. It's great.
Lovely.
We want everyone to know what a great Christmas play it is. We want everyone to come. So, Edwin, in your opinion, what makes this play so magical?
The set. I love the set and the costumes and the music and the dancing and the fighting. Yeah, everything.
Everything.
So I'm going to ask you the same question now, Caitlin. I don't think Edwin's left anything for you to say.
Well, I'm just going to leave it with Uncle Drosselmeyer's infamous words.
Yes.
It's just magic, that's all.
Absolutely, it is just magic. So Caitlin and Edwin, thank you so much for talking to me today. Both amazing in the play. Loved watching both of you and everyone else. And there are lots of performances left, aren't there, for people to come and see, so they can all experience the joy of the Nutcracker. It's fantastic. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.